You are now listening to
the Backseat Wrestler Podcast.
Look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out.
Hosted by Eric and Elvis.
It's LA Knights game. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the number one wrestling podcast in the world, the Backseat Wrestler Podcast. We are back, bad never, of course, ready to bring you more wrestling news. This week we are covering the, of course, WWE Raw. It was the first Raw on Netflix.
Yep.
And of course WWE SmackDown and AEW Dynamite. But yeah, this week of wrestling was
good.
Good.
Raw on Netflix was great. Dynamite was good.
SmackDown
was
kind of mid.
It was kind of mid. If you look at the story, it was very mid.
Yeah. But of course, your host, Eric and
Elvis.
Elvis, yes, there you go. But yeah, of course, this week wrestling was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun. I think the Netflix debut actually delivered.
Yes,
like, it was really, really good.
My not problem. I'm happy with I'm gonna say this, like, about the people who won. I'm glad I'm fine with everybody won at this, but I feel like all the baby faces won, not one heel won, which I don't really like in terms of a show. I like to see But the actual people who won, like, I was fine with it. But I feel like all the baby faces won.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it gets annoying. I hate when they do that.
I think they just did it because it was the opening, and they just wanted to show, like, who the good guys were, I guess.
Nah, you can't. Yeah, a wrestling show, the heels.
Heels are superior.
I've always been a guy that loves heels. Like, I'd be rooting for the heels.
It's true.
Like, if I was a wrestler, I would love to be a heel.
Yeah, heels are more fun.
Yes.
Yeah, heels are way more fun. Yeah, when I was doing the training and stuff, I never wanted to be a face. Every single time we did like a promo class, heel. Oh, the heels.
Yes, heel, I'll take notes from like so many people. I'll be taking notes from all the heels talking crap.
But yeah, of course. Do you have any top stories at all?
Honestly, I didn't really. I've seen a few, but they weren't like enough for me to like.
Yeah, I think like the only top story I would probably have is like SmackDown is not going to be 3 hours after like June or July. I think it's only temporary.
I didn't even see that.
So that's great news.
That's good. Oh, and then apparently, I don't know if this is even true. Apparently, Raw is not, it's not going to be like exactly 3 hours. Since it's on Netflix, it could be shorter. Could be a little longer. It could be like 2.5 hours.
Yeah. I saw something that was like, how long it can be as short as 40 minutes and up to like 4.5 hours.
That's not true. No, that's not true. You're not 40 minutes. That's going to be one Bloodline segment.
Yeah, that's one Bloodline segment for real.
It's not going to, that's not true. The lowest it's ever going to be is probably 2 hours and like a half.
Yeah.
Just because they promised 3 hours at first. So, which is still pretty cool. So it's fine.
Yeah. I do like that.
Like that. It don't to be exactly unpredictable. 3 hours. Yeah. You can be like, oh, the show's going to end with 2 hours and 47 minutes or 2 hours and 17. Like, yeah. It's going to be.
Yeah. But 4 hours, though, that's insane.
No. I don't know about 4 hours. That's just, that's a PLE.
Yeah. That's insane.
Don't do that.
Yeah. That's insane. I can't.
Nobody's staying up to midnight on a Monday night.
Yeah. Hell no. Yeah, if it was on Friday, maybe, but yeah. Monday.
I don't know. Yeah, nah. I'm good with that.
But yeah, I think that's basically the only main story I would really have. Penta's supposed to debut tonight, which is going to be really cool.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll talk about that real quick, I guess. Yeah, on Raw. Yeah, on Raw last week, Chad Gable was basically asking for a luchador to face on next week on Raw because he... Apparently, there's a narrative that he can't beat Luchador.
Yeah, I wrote that down. He told Adam Pearce that he wants to face the best Luchador on the planet.
Yeah.
And then Adam Pearce was like, I think I got somebody for you.
Yeah, so Penta is going to be there tonight.
Yes, obviously hinting.
Obvious. So definitely watch tonight. You're not going to want to miss that.
Can you imagine? It's just like, it's like a Dragon League.
Dragon League. it's Fuego del Sol. Oh, that'd be hilarious. Anyways, let's get into, of course, Raw Netflix. Raw Netflix debut opened up with none other than, of course, The Rock. There was a lot of controversy with this thing, though. He came out dressed like the final boss.
Yes.
He looked like the final boss, but he definitely was not the final boss.
He was good guy Rock.
Yeah, he was good guy Rock. He was CEO Chairman Rock.
Yes.
Yeah. He basically opened up Raw. He congratulated Cody Rhodes, which confused a lot of people.
About running the company for like the last year.
Yeah, basically having it on his back.
Yeah. He also congratulated a bunch of like Netflix CEOs and stuff. Of course, they're going to do that. They're going to kiss ass for the first couple weeks because they just started. But
I think it's fine. I mean, like a lot of people were like mad about it. It was funny because The Rock came on NXT the day after.
Oh, yeah.
And was like making fun of people for that.
Yes,
he swore. You can't be mean to Cody. You can't be nice to Cody. Yeah. Why are you being nice to Cody?
Yeah. They had to blur out a lot. He swore out a lot. But they released like the unedited version on.
Yeah,
online, and yeah, he was going all out.
He was going all out. He was basically saying like it's the opening to Netflix. I am a chairman. I have to be nice. I can't play nice every once in a while.
Which like, I get it. Yeah,
yeah, it makes
the
sense.
The CEO people are there. You're on the board.
Yeah, my problem isn't with The Rock. My problem is with the whole like Cody thing. Like, why you didn't have to show that? Like Cody, like drinking with him backstage.
Oh yeah, the backstage. Well, he was on his own live. It's like it wasn't WWE that showed that.
But still, that's
his
still
own
weird.
Personal. I know, but it was his its own personal life. So that you can blame The Rock.
Okay, but you can also think about like the last time Cody was on live with The Rock. The Rock was beating his ass with.
Yeah.
Belt. So
it's like, as soon as he walked away, I saw it on Instagram. He went live, and I was watching it.
Yeah.
I was like, well, he met up with like Drew McIntyre. He met up with a bunch of people.
Yeah, Travis Drew McIntyre
Scott,
was fun.
Travis though. Scott pulled up, and
yeah, that was all the fun. But yeah, the whole problem with like The Rock doing that, like he's a chairman, he's supposed to be like that every once in a while. It doesn't mean that they can't further the story.
Yeah, it was doing.
As long as they don't do it further,
I don't actually. I don't think they can further the story. But all the reports that he's busy with Moana too and stuff, it's just
yeah.
With
like the live action,
it looks like that story is just completely dead now. Like they're just gonna erase it. Especially after him being nice right now.
I hope not.
That's what it looks like, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah, I hope not.
Since we were all looking forward to it.
Yeah, but of course.
And then we still want Rock versus Roman in the future, too, before it's too late.
That's another thing people are complaining about, too. We'll get into that in a second.
Yes.
Sorry. First match, of course, was the Tribal Combat match between Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa. Of course, this was hyped up to hell for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I think the match was good, but I think it kind of underdelivered. It underdelivered, I think.
I thought it was good.
Yeah. I think the ending kind of underdelivered. So basically, the match had its like normal Tribal Combat shenanigans with, of course, Jacob Fatu, Tama Tonga getting involved, Cody Rhodes got involved, Kevin Owens got involved, Jimmy Uso got involved. The only person that didn't, Sammy got involved. The only person that didn't was Jay
because he had a match.
He had a match later on, so it kind of made sense. But yeah, fun little. It was a fun match. Not gonna lie, but
Tribal
like,
Combat. Ooh, yeah, it was good.
It was pretty good. Roman Reigns came out on top, which I think everybody expected it to happen. We did have a segment last week where we talked about what would happen if he didn't win.
I thought Solo was gonna win because
it would have furthered the
story. That promo he had on that Friday night, the previous Friday, which was a good promo.
It was a great promo.
And then it was gonna be this is random. Had nothing to do with wrestling. It says breaking news. Patriots hire Mike Vrabel. So that's good. No, this came out of nowhere. I just came up with my phone. That's good.
That's still good news. Shit,
yeah. Man. But yeah, let's get back to Tribal Combat. No, it was a good match.
Yeah, Roman Reigns picked up the win. Of course, he is now the undisputed Tribal Chief.
I want to see how they're going to do that because it says, Solo didn't show up on SmackDown, but it said he's going to show up. I believe on SmackDown. It says Solo Sokoa returns.
Okay.
Next SmackDown.
Okay. So we'll talk about that.
Let's see what he's going to do.
But yeah, of course, Roman Reigns picked up the win. The Rock came back out to, of course, present the Ulafala to him and put it over him. And this is where I was confused because it made it seem like that he was going to hit like a rock bottom on him.
I thought he was, too.
Or something like that. But they didn't. And I feel like they wanted to, but like, I don't know if it was like a last minute decision where they were just like, yeah, we can't because we can't further the storyline because he's not going to be able to work WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think
or something like that.
And so they have 100% confirmation he's available. They're probably not going to do nothing.
Yeah, but it just seems like that was missing. It was definitely missing from there. Like it felt like something was supposed to happen there, but it didn't.
And then
it was just kind of awkward.
The commentary kept mentioning how The Rock officially became like a, what was it? Like a tribal chief. I forgot the name of it. It was like they present in Samoa.
He just got official
title for like it wasn't tribal chief, it was something else.
Yeah, he's one of the leaders. It just felt weird. I felt like Roman should have been rock bottom by The Rock. I felt like The Rock should have did something, but like obviously if they're just not gonna do anything with him at WrestleMania, it makes sense that they
made him a high chief.
Yeah,
and they kept mentioning that, which was like kind of like I thought they were gonna mention that so that when Roman becomes tribal chief, he was gonna be like, no, I'm the high chief. Well, they can do that.
High Chief is like a he's something basically like Samoa. A person like on the board basically. Like he makes a lot of like the elder decisions.
Yeah, but for like their tribe.
Yeah.
But still, that's
yeah
kind of like the tribal chief. I thought they were the way they were mentioning it, they mentioned it like four times.
Yeah.
Like he just became high chief in Samoa. So you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
They could use that in a storyline in the future.
They could. I mean, it's not like the Rock can't do something later on. But like it's, I don't know, it just felt weird that they didn't do anything now.
I just don't want to do it too late because he's already in his 50s, obviously, even though he's in great shape, of course. Yeah.
But yeah, it was still a pretty good segment regardless. Roman Reigns, I guess he's going to move on. They talked about it on SmackDown. He wants to go after the title now. I think he's not going to show up on TV until like January 26th.
Yeah, because like he's going to be in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
They're not gonna, he wants to go after the title, but obviously Cody's facing KO right now. Then
yeah.
Well, Royal Rumble.
He announced he's going to be in a Royal
Rumble. You never know. What if The Rock shows up in the Royal Rumble? You never know.
You never know, but I don't think so. I really don't
think
so.
Yeah, as of now, it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it. With everything with The Rock, I don't think.
I just hope the rumors are all false. That's what I hope.
That's true. But with everything that's going on with The Rock, I don't think he's going to show up at WrestleMania at all.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to
have anything involved with WrestleMania. Hopefully he is, but we'll see.
And if he doesn't, the only other place other than WrestleMania will be SummerSlam. So it's going to be a big two-night event this year.
That's true.
That's the only other place.
Yeah.
Other than that, nothing else.
But yeah, moving on from that, we had John Cena coming out. Of course, his farewell tour begins now. Super excited for that. Of course, he's going to be like a full-time employee.
Yeah.
By full-time employee, it doesn't mean he's going to have a match every week.
But and he probably won't show up every week. Like, yeah. Not everybody does.
But he's going to be like, he's going to be very
You're going to see involved, him every single month in WWE.
Basically, yeah.
And
so yeah, John. So
at first, he was like mentioning like people want him to win his 17th world title and stuff. And then he was like, remember, he was like, I don't have it in me. I don't think I can do it. And the people.
Well, yeah, he hasn't won a freaking match.
He mentioned
like
that.
A couple of years.
He mentioned like the amount of days. It was a lot of days. He's like, I haven't won a match, so it's not possible. I'm not going to be able to win no title. But then, yeah, he was using that as sarcasm because then he was like, I'm going to enter the Royal Rumble and I'm going to win my 17th world title.
Yeah. So that's my question now. Do you think John Cena should win the Royal Rumble?
I don't know. It's too hard. There's so many people that can win. This is what I like, though. There's so many people that you can actually see winning the Rumble.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns. CM Punk can win the Rumble.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, John Cena can win the Rumble. The Rock, if he gets it, you never know. He can win it. The
Rock is not going in
there. I know what I'm saying. You never know. He can win and go out there and do that Cody thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then who else? You never know. Drew McIntyre can win. There's so many people that can win the Rumble this year.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of potential people.
Yeah. I don't know if I would love to see John Cena get a 17th world title.
I think John Cena should win. I feel like this is the only way he could go after that title.
The only other way would be Money in the Bank, but I don't know.
I don't think he should win Money in the Bank. I feel like he should win the Royal Rumble. Out of everybody you just mentioned, CM Punk has like a solidified thing where he can just go back and forth with Seth Rollins.
Oh, no, wait. I forgot. Sorry. And CM Punk has that favor from Paul Heyman. He can use that. He doesn't need to win the Rumble, right? Does it? Paul Heyman still owns that
maybe,
favor.
Maybe.
No, that's true. So he doesn't need the Rumble for that.
That's true.
But then Roman, he doesn't. He's the tribal chief. He doesn't probably need the title right now, even though he just had that long reign.
No, he doesn't need the title.
I see rumors apparently about him having another very long reign soon.
Damn. I don't want
to. Those are just rumors. No, but I wouldn't mind. If it's him, he made the long reign cool, though.
Mm.
Anybody else is like boring, but he made it cool. Just kept defending, even obviously with the help of the Bloodline. It was fun.
I don't know. There was a lot of repetitive stuff in that title.
Yeah, it was. But I still, once I look, now that looking back on it, and then we were saying like how Cody's title reign has been a little weird. I loved Roman Reigns' title reign.
His title reign was good. It was just like, there was a lot of repetitive like marks in it. Like he faced Kevin Owens like how many times?
Well,
so many times. I mean,
it's 4 years long.
It's true.
You're only facing top stars. You're gonna be.
It's true. I felt like the endings were just repetitive. It was just more so like.
Yeah. But it was still fun.
He dominates, then he gets his ass kicked, and then
Bloodline helps.
He wins. That was basically the formula.
The only it was fun when like Solo debuted. Remember, and then a couple other people they were helping.
Yeah, that was fun. No, I'm saying there was a lot of like bright spots in it, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the title run.
Yeah.
But like I don't know. I guess people are forgetting like how repetitive it got.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, at times it got stale, but. Now looking back on it, it was.
Yeah, that's why I don't think he should win. I think John Cena's still win.
One of the best title reigns ever.
Yeah, nobody's gonna get mad if John Cena wins. If John Cena wins his title, he can win it. It'd at WrestleMania. Fun. He doesn't even have to hold it for that long. He can lose it like the next pay per view or the pay per view after. It's just more because he only has a full year.
He can lose it at SummerSlam.
That's true. He only has a full year,
so he'll have a half a year reign, which is good. He'll win it because Royal Rumble is what, end of January, right, or February this year? I think it's February
1st. It won't be a half year reign.
And then SummerSlam is always in July, right, or August?
Yeah, that's basically like half a year, bro. So it's only like 2 months.
No, but he doesn't have to lose it at WrestleMania. He can lose it out. I'm saying, but if he wants to have a decent reign,
4 months, basically,
he can. I don't want a 2 month reign. It's kind of little. He can hold it to like SummerSlam, but it's fine.
Did you forget how long his title reigns used to be? They're only like 60 days, 20 something days. I think his longest title reign is like 170 something days, maybe, or like maybe 200.
Didn't he have a long U.S. title reign? No, that's what it was. He had like a long U.S. title reign.
He's had a lot of title defenses for that. But yeah, I don't know. I think John Cena's the win. Out of everybody that you just mentioned, I feel like he has the most potential. And I feel like a lot of people would not be mad at that. Like, people would be really happy if he won. Out of everybody. Like, if Roman wins, it's just like, yeah, if Roman wins, he's going to go after the title. That's great. After that, okay, cool. But, you know, that's fine. If CM Punk wins, that's great too. But which title is he going to go after? He already has like a WrestleMania match set, basically. Drew McIntyre wins, I wouldn't be mad at that. I don't know. I just feel like John Cena is my pick. John Cena is definitely my pick, 100%. I feel like he's going to win. But yeah, moving on from that, we have
the Women's World Title match.
Women's World Title match, yep. So Women's World Title match between Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan. It was a pretty decent match. Rhea Ripley did end up picking up the win. Afterwards, she kicked Dom in the nuts after he tried to hug her. Yes. And then Undertaker randomly came out. That was a weird segment.
Yeah, he kind of like surprised her. Then just they did like the arm raise with each other.
He just came on a bike and went around in circles. It was basically just to, like, for the Raw date.
And then it was also like for her, I guess, to solidify her as like.
Yeah,
she's but, like, the top.
I don't know. Do you think Rhea should have won?
I'm not mad. I was happy when Rhea was champ. I'm not mad at it. I don't know if she. I understand how. I don't know. I think Liv could have kept the title a little longer.
I feel like.
And then Rhea maybe they could have had a rematch like at WrestleMania. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a big fan of Rhea. Obviously, she's my favorite women's wrestler of all time. I say that all the time. But I felt like Liv Morgan should have won this match.
I feel like, you know what? Now saying that, I feel like Rhea should have probably, if she was going to get the title back, she should have had the Royal Rumble path.
Royal Rumble
win path? The Royal Rumble and then get the title back.
The women's Royal Rumble? I see Becky Lynch winning, to be honest. I see her come back and winning.
Becky Lynch?
I don't think she should, but I feel like that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, but who would she go after? Because Tiffany just won the title. I don't think she's going to lose it. I don't. No, she loses it that fast.
Maybe Rhea? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I felt like Liv should have won. That would have made way more sense. But
okay. What the hell is Jade Cargo? She's probably going to be in the Rumble then.
She's probably going to be in the Rumble. That's probably what she's going to return. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, of course, Rhea Ripley won. Why the heck was I stuttering?
Yeah.
She became the Women's World Champion again. I'm not sure what the heck they're going to do with that now.
Yeah, I mean, with Liv and stuff. With the, maybe Judgment Day breaking up. That's probably what they're going to do next.
I guess so. I mean, I guess it causes more tension between them because they lost the tag titles
also,
and now they lost.
Well, obviously, the storyline is going to be Dom trying to hug Rhea. Obviously, Liv's not going to be happy with that. That we're going to see what's going to happen there.
That's true. Yeah, looking
looks like he only wants winners because remember when Rhea lost, that's when he went with Liv.
Yeah.
And now Liv lost it. He
he's Dirty Dom. What do you expect?
Yes.
After that, we had Chad Gable and Adam Pearce. Basically, Chad Gable telling Adam Pearce, we already talked about that. He wants to fight the Luchador. Penta is going to be on Raw tonight. Look forward to that.
Yes.
After that, we had we gotta talk about the Hulk Hogan segment too. Hulk Hogan came out to a freaking enormous amount of boos. Yeah.
And hilarious. I saw a stupid rumor this morning. I don't know if it's true, but let's talk about that first about the boos.
No, he was just getting booed out the building. He was basically promoting his beer.
Yeah, Real American.
While people were booing the crap out of him, it was
hilarious. Anybody's gonna promote that beer, it's Austin. I don't know why you don't have Steve Austin's it's called Broken Skull Log or something like that. They should have had that logo on the ring and him promoting.
Yeah,
it would have been a way bigger pop. Everybody loves Stone Cold.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like Hulk Hogan. Like, I don't. It's so weird. I saw rumors about like the whole thing of like apparently Mark Henry tried to get him
to go on
a tour to like apologize to obviously for what he said.
Like to go to like HBCUs and a couple other places.
Yeah, stuff like that. Which that would have been nice.
Yeah. I mean, he apologized publicly, but like not like I feel like that would have been better to do stuff like that to actually show you. But I seen rumors apparently about WWE bringing him back, and then him using like his Hollywood Hogan thing as a heel.
Oh hell no!
But like to promote, not to fight. Obviously, he can't fight, but to like to I guess to maybe manage another wrestler or build up somebody else.
I wouldn't mind that.
That'd be pretty.
Because he has a lot of heat behind him. Yes. Nobody likes him anymore.
And that Hollywood Hogan thing was pretty cool at one point. Obviously.
Oh my
Hollywood
God.
Hogan with like the NWO, that was pretty fire.
I wonder who the heck they would like match him up with.
Though. Yeah, I don't know, but I've seen that as a rumor. I'm not saying that's gonna happen, but I did see that this morning. It said with all the booze he received, WWE is thinking about bringing him back because apparently he obviously Hulk Hogan feels bad about it, but then he might want to just turn heel and use it to build up a superstar.
He like says it again.
We're gonna do like what Austin Theory or
something. Yeah, you heard he says it again.
Yeah, no, they won't do that. It gets an African American wrestler.
Oh my god, that'd be so bad if you did that.
They would never do that.
Like the ultimate heat.
No, they would never do that. No. But like, they'll try to. It was a rumor that he's gonna come back with his Hollywood thing and try to build.
Oh my
and
god, use it in the storyline to build up.
I didn't see
that rumor. It could be fake, but that'd be fake, so stupid.
I wouldn't mind it, but nobody likes him. It'd be good to boo him and then.
Oh my god,
who the hell would they even match him with?
I don't know, but I
feel like nobody would want to associate with him.
I don't know, but like the person he's managing is facing Trick Williams is like, yo, say it again, I dare you. So, yo, that'd be so bad.
That's wild.
Oh man, anyways, moving on from that,
Jey Uso,
of course, came out with the help of Travis Scott. Travis Scott that was entrance, smoking on
Yeah, on live television.
Yeah, that was hilarious. But Travis Scott came out. That was pretty cool. A little bit of hype.
That entrance was fire. Him and Travis Scott.
Yeah, it was nice.
Everybody was hyped up. McAfee and Michael Cole were doing
yeeting. Yeah, they were dancing.
You had a bunch of the wrestlers, Dakota Kai, Io. They were in the crowd eating.
Jey Uso is a megastar. I love Jey Uso. But anyways, Jey Uso versus Drew McIntyre was a really fun match, actually. Jey Uso picked up the win, which I thought was really surprising.
I honestly love Jey Uso. I think he's like top three of my favorite right now.
Yeah.
I just feel like you have to continue with McIntyre. I think he should have won.
He should have won.
To continue with the McIntyre slaying the bloodline storyline.
Yeah.
He should have won.
He definitely should have won.
Because he, especially since he beat Sammy. Remember he beat Sammy so easily?
Yeah.
And then Jey Uso beats him, makes Sammy look a little weak.
He does.
And then I just think storyline wise, him trying to go after all the bloodline, he should beat everybody until he gets to Roman.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was weird.
Then Drew McIntyre is just a superstar, in my opinion, also. And then, like I said at the beginning, he's a heel. You can't have every single babyface win, which was another thing.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre with a lot of booze on Netflix debut, that would have been fire if he won. Yeah. He should. I guess because they had that big entrance with Travis Scott, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree, but it's Jey Uso. So
it's Jey Uso. I love Jey Uso. I'm not mad at it. I was cheering after the match.
Yeah. Of course, after that, we had the main event, which was CM Punk and Seth Rollins in an incredible match. Incredible. That's all I can freaking say.
It's probably already top five 2025 match.
It was a great match.
Like, oh, I'm saying the whole year is going to be.
CM Punk has been showing out. He has been showing out. Even minimal, in AEW when he was having his matches there, they were fire.
Obviously, he's been minimal matches because he's been hurt. And then also, they're only putting him in big matches. He's not wrestling on Raw, SmackDown every week or nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, the matches he's had have been 4 or 5 star.
This rivalry needs to continue, though.
This is not even close to a one match rivalry. And if it is, it'll be the stupidest decision they do.
Yeah, no, this match is definitely going to continue on. I see them having a match at Royal Rumble or eliminating each other. I don't think
they should have a match that fast. I say they meet in the Royal Rumble, eliminate each other.
Yeah. And then they have another match. Like
and then
Summer
they have
Slam
at the next pay-per-view and then finish it off probably in SummerSlam.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, no, what am I talking about? The next pay-per-view, finish it. I mean, the second match. No, sorry. They would have to finish it at WrestleMania. That's Why? Before SummerSlam. Or that'll be their second match.
Yeah, right.
Or that'll be their second match. They meet up in Royal Rumble. They eliminate each other. So they build up for a big WrestleMania match. And then they have the... I don't know. If they do a third one, it will be at SummerSlam.
I can see it. That'd be nice. I don't know.
This rivalry has to be at the big pay-per-views. This is not a Survivor Series. This is not a Backlash-type rivalry.
But anyways, that was basically it for, of course, Raw. We could definitely get into SmackDown now. All right, let's go ahead and get into, of course, WWE SmackDown. SmackDown this week was okay.
Nah.
It was all right.
I watched the whole thing, and it was just...
It was mid.
It was very mid. A lot happened on it, but a lot of mid stuff happened on it.
Nah, you're right. But it was still fun.
The big segments. There was like 4 brawls, too. Like it was just...
There's always going to be a brawl.
Yeah, everything was brawls and brawls.
There's always going to be a brawl.
Beginning of the show, end of the show.
Yeah.
Brawl.
I do want to start out the Joe Pescatore as a WWE announcer. Yeah. Fire.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. His voice is great.
His first few episodes, a lot of people talk to him. I was like, yo, you got to give him time. It was literally his first. Remember his first couple of other people? Like, oh,
yeah, he was a little off. Nah, I like him now.
Bro's literally, he's he's a Hall of Fame boxing commentator, and he still does that.
Yeah, I also think him with Wade football. Barrett, perfect yeah. match. That's
yeah.
a perfect
oh,
match.
Oh, yeah, that was another South story. They demoted Corey Graves, so now he's working on NXT.
Yeah.
Which is still fine. NXT's fire.
Yeah.
But, like, apparently, they called it demoting. I just think he went to another show.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it demoting.
But Wade Barrett and Joe Pestator, fire. I love it. I'm really happy that he's there. I mean, like, yeah, I understand the first couple of times were like, but nah, he's definitely better. Yeah. Last Friday, well, the Friday that we were reviewing, I think he did really good. But anyways, moving on from that, what the fuck am I saying? Sorry. Show started off with Paul Heyman, of course, coming out to report on Roman Reigns becoming the one and only Tribal Chief.
I have a misspell on the thing. Look what it says. It's for Cody.
Yeah, so I don't even know what the heck. I don't even know how to say that.
Cody.
Yeah. But anyways, he calls out Cody Rhodes, basically tells Cody Rhodes that Roman won back his Ulafala, but now he wants to win his title back, and he's going to enter the Royal Rumble in order to get that title back. That's cool. I mean, that's great. I still think John Cena's winning. But yeah, Roman being in it definitely adds another, person that can potentially.
This Royal Rumble so far is looking stacked. With all the people that can be in it, all the top superstars that can win. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. And then Kevin Owens comes out because Kevin is right 100%.
His shirt. I got to get
that. I got to get that shirt. He's so right.
People can be like, who the hell is Kevin? I'm just going to wear
this. But anyways, Kevin Owens comes out, basically yells at Cody saying like, oh, like you shook hands with The Rock and you were so friendly with The Rock, even though he beat the crap out of you last time you saw him.
Which is literally.
That makes no sense.
Speaking facts. So that shirt may weigh 100%.
You're shaking hands with Paul Heyman now. Paul Heyman, you know, the person who's the right-hand man to the Tribal Chief who basically destroyed us for years. Like, why don't you grow a pair of balls and actually, like, show who you really are? And, you know, Cody Rhodes, knowing that Kevin Owens is right, gets mad and attacks him in the crowd. They brawl out. I mean, I don't even know what the hell they're trying to do there. Like, Kevin Owens is freaking right. There's no way you can boo that dude. He's just speaking facts. He's the same thing as Drew McIntyre, speaking facts.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, like, the methods that they use aren't always right.
Obviously, yeah. Like, the attacking from behind or, like...
Yeah.
You know, so, but no. The stuff they say is literally facts. It's
straight facts, yeah.
So, they're not heels. They're in-betweeners to me.
They're in-betweeners to you?
They just...
I don't even know...
They're telling the truth.
I don't even know what the hell to call
them. They don't care what anybody thinks about what they're doing. They just know they're right. And
yeah. And Kevin Owens is 100% right. I don't care.
But anyways, they brawl. So, they brawling in the crowd. Jacob Fatu and Tamatunga come out of nowhere.
Yeah,
they cornered Paul Heyman about to attack him. And then Jimmy Uso came for the save. And then also Cody came back out.
Cody came back for the save.
It was 2-on-1, obviously.
Yeah, so that set it up for a match later on in the night.
Main event.
Main event, which was, of course, Cody Rhodes and Jimmy Uso versus...
I'm glad they gave the opportunity to Jimmy Uso. It's always like Jey Uso or somebody.
Yeah.
Or Sammy.
I'm happy about that,
too. I'm glad Jimmy got
that. But Jimmy and Cody versus Jacob Fatu and Tamatunga. That was the main event. We'll talk about it now. Might as well. Before it, though, Jacob Fatu cut a fire promo.
Yes, like as they were walking, like through the back, like about to come out. Yeah, that promo was fire. He was talking about how they took the L or the
but they're still
solo
there.
Took the L, but yeah,
basically they were still there. Where's your tribal chief at? He's not even there to protect you.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a banger promo. I'm happy they're actually letting Jacob Fatu cut promos.
Yeah, they let him cut a promo, and he came up with his own theme song and stuff. Like,
yeah. They made him look good. They definitely made him look good. But yeah, Jacob Fatu and Tamatunga. By the way, I did want to mention this. I know that like Jacob Fatu is naturally big, but he looks like he's definitely gained a lot more weight since when he first debuted.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 100%. Like, he just gained back the weight, basically.
But he's still a big and strong.
He's still a beast. He's not a werewolf.
Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, but
it's
part of his whole thing. Like, he's known as that big, versatile, big dude that can still do flips.
Most of the Samoans, like, especially look at all the Hall of Famers, they're all big.
Yeah, that's just naturally what they are.
That's just them.
But anyways, Jacob Fatu and Tamatunga defeated Jimmy Uso and Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes left Jimmy for dead.
Yeah.
He left. He saw Kevin Owens and just left. And then went and left and chased Kevin Owens away. And left. He just left Jimmy for dead as a heel.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes is a heel.
Heel Cody left Jimmy for dead. So then obviously, Jacob Fatu took advantage and whooped his ass and pinned him.
Yeah.
And then
Cody and
Kevin, we saw them fighting in the crowd, and they both went through a table. Like, that was, like, near the crowd.
Yeah.
And that's how the show
ended. I will say this. Cody did not lie when he said it was on site.
He said he was on site, and he went on site, but he left his tag team partner for dead.
Yeah, that's so that's gonna be something they're going to talk about.
The Bloodline is going to come out next week. Pissed, like I thought we were like
I thought we were cool.
You, we were, yeah,
you yeah, left. You left. You left or Jimmy.
Maybe Jay comes
out. Jay's going to say something. Yeah, for you sure. left
my brother out. Yeah,
yeah, that's, for that's sure. true.
Or even Sammy.
Yeah, Sammy. We'll Sammy will say something. I feel like Jay would be the person to say something.
Jay, because his twin brother. Yeah.
Yeah. But. Also because they won the tag team titles together, Cody and Jay. So like obviously he's going to have a little bit like, oh, what the hell was that? Yo, I can't wait for
that's
that.
Gonna be like another thing, like,
and then Kevin Owens gonna come out like, see, I'm not lying. Yeah,
that'll be it's on site again.
It's on site again. They start brawling again because WWE loves those freaking
brawls. And then Drew McIntyre comes, I know we're just in his Jey Uso, whatever. We just called the whole segment right there.
Yeah, we just called the whole segment.
It's a claymore on Jey Uso,
and then
because he just lost him, then he's gonna beat him.
And then Drew versus Jey rematch, Drew McIntyre wins.
Yes, we just called the whole segment. Sorry for the spoilers.
That's going to be either Raw tonight or that's going to be SmackDown.
Next, or just a week after. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. Anyways, moving on from that. Of course, that was the main event, but we just had to get through that because that was basically the main component of SmackDown. Because SmackDown is always like that. The first segment always leads to the end. And then, I like the way that they rounded it.
Yeah, but
up
the
like
show
that.
As a whole was like,
yeah. Chelsea Green defeated Meechan. Afterwards, Meechan tried to attack Chelsea Green because Chelsea Green won by a roll up, but she also held the pants. And Meechan just got freaking demolished by Piper Niven. So yeah, that was pretty cool. It was a U.S. Women's Championship.
Oh, okay, yeah. But the future storyline is probably going to be Piper Niven versus Chelsea Green.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Turning her.
It's obvious when WWE is going to do that, and they're obviously going to do that with these two people. Because they made Piper Niven look like she was like a bodyguard to her.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Same thing with, obviously, like, remember Tiffany and Nia had that relationship, and then...
Yeah. That was cool, too. That happened later on. But we'll talk about it in a sec. But after that, we had Los Garzas, aka AJ. Angel Garza and they call him Birdo. His name is Humberto. But they call him Birdo.
I don't know why they call him Los Garzas. It's only one of them is called.
They're cousins, aren't they, in real life?
I don't even know. I know one of them is Garza.
But yeah, they defeated Pretty Deadly. They were both on a 6-match losing streak. So
yeah.
I thought basically, that was a little weird that they won, though.
The tag teams were fighting because they were just yelling at Nick Aldis that they want opportunity, so
yeah,
he put a few tag team matches together to see, prove to me you guys are worthy of opportunities. That's what it was.
I'm a big fan of Angel, especially Angel. I'm a big fan of Birdo too, but I'm a big fan especially of Angel. I feel like he can do really big things in WWE, but I felt like
not as a
singles competitor, but I still felt like it was weird that they won considering Pretty Deadly helped DIY, and DIY said like, if you help us last week.
Yeah, I think this would have been a good opportunity to push Pretty Deadly a little bit.
Yeah.
Like the last few weeks they've been having little promos backstage.
I just felt weird.
And then they were the second one, the second entrance. They had like the big entrance even after commercial, which is usually a sign like they're the main ones to see.
Yeah. It's definitely weird. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big fan of Angel. So it's fine. It's cool. But I just felt like storyline wise, it kind of just didn't really make any sense.
You've got to push the team that's been on TV.
Yeah. Backstage prior to, of course, that Jacob Fatu match, which was really funny in the main event. Jacob Fatu was arguing with some bodyguards backstage, and he was like, I dare you to kick me out. And LA Knight kicked him out of the freaking arena.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I thought was hilarious, and said, like, I got a title win. And then obviously he went for his main his title match against Shinsuke Nakamura.
US title
I'm always going to point out Shinsuke Nakamura's entrance. Freaking banger entrance. Yeah. I don't care. Like, that shit's so fire. But anyways, we had LA Knight versus Shinsuke Nakamura, which ended in disqualification after Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga attacked LA Knight, which was obvious after that backstage segment where he kicked out Jacob Fatu.
Yes, and then again, Super Cody and then Jimmy made the save.
Super Cody made the save. Yeah, and then that's when the actual match was made for the freaking main event. But
Yeah. That was,
It was still cool. It was still a fun segment. LA Knight, I feel like he's above the U.S. title picture right now. I feel like he should just go after the main title. Like, this dude still gets major pops, and you don't really see him as much as you used to because they're not using him as much.
And then he's in this rivalry with Nakamura when he just lost the title to him. Well, I feel like after this, they shouldn't even do it no more.
Yeah, they shouldn't do it anymore. I think he should move on.
Yeah.
He could be another potential guy in the Rumble.
Or they can switch him onto Raw and may have him go after the IC title, but...
Yeah, they should. I don't know. Because they're supposed to do like another draft, right?
Not like a draft type thing. It's just like...
They're like...
It's like free agency. Kind of like you switch.
Yeah. Anyways, after that, we had Motor City Transfer Machine. Portal. Yeah, Transfer Portal. That's what they're calling it. We had Motor City Machine Guns versus A-Town Down Under. Motor City Machine Guns ended up picking up the win there. Nothing really much to say there.
They got to do something with A-Town Down Under. Like, have them break up or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
May try to make one of them.
It seems like they were teasing it for a while and then they just stopped. It's weird.
But it's just none of them have the, both of them don't have the personality for like one to be a heel, one to be a face.
It's true. They're both, they both
they're both kind of like assholes. And if Grayson Waller came out like one, it was like an interview for something saying that he always wants to be a heel. He loves it. It's just his natural thing. He never wants to be a face.
Yeah. He's definitely the guy that should just be a straight up heel. Yeah. He was so great in NXT. I feel like if he gets a singles opportunity to run, he can go after like the IC title. I think he'd do really
good. Remember that? He was like in that news interview and the dude was like talking crap. He was like, he got pissed. He was about to fight.
Yeah, that was great. That was Austin Theory too.
Oh,
that was Austin Theory. That was great.
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, after that, we had a Fatal 4-Way number one contenders match for the new champion, Tiffany Stratton, between Nia Jax, Bayley.
They started it because they all started brawling. They were all like arguing about who needs a title.
Yeah. So it was Nia Jax versus Bayley versus Naomi versus Bianca Belair. Bayley ended up picking up the win there. My favorite part about this whole segment, though, was Tiffany Stratton basically saying, but basically still showing her as the heel. Like, she was saying, like, oh, everybody's mad at Nia Jax saying she was treating me like crap. I used her.
Yes.
I befriended her and made her think that I was her friend.
Yeah.
So who's, like, the dumb one now, Nia? So I like that they're still pushing that, like, Tiffany is like, no, I'm not a good guy. I used her. Like, I'm a bad guy.
Yeah.
I like that because I think she's better as a heel than she would be a face.
Yeah.
It just fits her personality a lot more. Like, she's like the Barbie princess girl.
Yeah, she doesn't fit the face
at all. No, I still think they should pink out the strap. That would be so freaking cool. God. That'd be so great. But I know they're not. But it would be.
Yeah, not everything has to be pink.
Yeah, but yeah, that was honestly
that was it for SmackDown. That's what I was saying. It was a couple tag team matches.
Yeah, so we're gonna get Bayley versus Tiffany Stratton. That's gonna be a pretty good match. I'm not sure if it's next week or
I think they already said next week. Obviously, Tiffany's
gonna win. Tiffany's gonna pick up the win there. They're probably going to have Nia versus Tiffany. They're probably going to have run that back at Royal Rumble. In terms of anything else from SmackDown, I don't really have much else to say.
That was basically it. You literally said everything.
Yeah, LA Knight needs to focus on bigger and better things.
Yeah, I feel like maybe a transfer, because he's fought almost everybody on SmackDown, I feel like. And there's like nothing else left for him on that show.
Yeah, and Cody needs to go.
And he still has hype behind him, so use that hype, put him on Raw. So many banger matches you can have on Raw with so many guys.
It's true.
And rivalries.
I will say this. If John Cena does win the Royal Rumble, who do you think he should go after? Do you think he should go after Gunther or do you think he should go after Cody?
I feel like the Cody thing is packed with like...
Roman?
Roman and then remember The Rock probably, even Drew. And
yeah, then Gunther doesn't really have anyone.
They don't really have nobody for him right now.
It's true. That's why I think LA Knight should go to Raw.
Yeah, LA Knight on Raw. Like, imagine LA Knight versus Gunther, or LA Knight, even Braun Breaker and LA Knight. There's so many people he can have rivalries with.
Yeah, for sure. But anyways, that was basically it for, of course, WWE this week.
Obviously.
Still a fun week.
Yeah.
Of course, this week, we're definitely going to get the debut of Penta. Super excited about that. But now we can go ahead and get into, of course, our AEW Dynamite review now. All right, let's go ahead and get into, of course, AEW Dynamite. Dynamite this week was a lot of fun. I think everything was perfect on this freaking show. That's just probably me being biased, but yeah, it was really freaking fun. Before we get into it, though, I want to talk about the Malakai Black rumors, yes. Of course, that he's done with AEW. I want to thank God for that because, you know, they were not using him to his full potential. Thank God he's done. I think he's going to do so much better in WWE. Obviously, it's not confirmed, but it basically is.
Yeah.
Throughout the night on this show, they mentioned it. Not like him specifically, but they mentioned
it. And then like, on Collision, like Cope was doing a promo talking to Brody King and Julia Hart saying like, I always liked you too, and it's time for you guys to do a thing on your own.
Yeah.
And I will also and like to
Will
be
Ospreay did the same thing on Dynamite where he was basically talking to he put over Buddy Matthews even though he won the match and basically said like, oh, like they should move on from like the, I guess, from being underneath Malakai Black.
They
like,
can't even call it House of Black. They're going to have to come a new name.
They can still call it House of Black.
Malakai Black literally made House of Black with his name in it.
It doesn't matter. They can still call it that. They own the name. They can also say something like...
I know they own the name, but it's not even... I don't know. If you want to separate yourself...
I don't know.
House of Darkness.
I don't think it's like a bad like breakup, though.
House of Darkness or something.
I don't know. All I know is that I heard rumors that Julia Hart would just take over and she'd be like the queen of the throne, which I think would be pretty
fine. Well, she kind of already... Remember,
she kind of already is.
Before she left, before she got hurt, well, she had left or hurt, I don't remember. Before that, she was always like, she came out with them always. She was like the queen already, kind of. And she's still young, obviously. But yeah. Now to take that up a notch, I get what you mean. different.
I heard rumors that she's going to take over. I think that'd be fire. Like a woman taking over that with like
a group
with like
leading a group of men.
Leading a group of men. I know like Rhea was kind of, but she wasn't really for.
She was kind of. And it worked. It was great.
Exactly.
So they can do it. They can follow the same formula without copying, obviously.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I would not mind that at all.
Of course, you're gonna have people. Oh, look, they're copying. Nah.
But anyways, let's go right into, of course, AEW Dynamite. I'm just happy for Malakai Black. I'm just looking forward to him.
It's WWE. Like February or March is when the contract expires officially. And then looks like go to WWE. His wife is there. Where else is he going to go?
Yeah, for real. Maybe Buddy Matthews will go.
He's a big star. Eventually.
We'll see.
I wish his contract was over. Now he can show up at Royal Rumble.
I think he's going to do massive things in WWE.
Well, we always say that. Again, and then there's too many people. You never know.
That's not true.
He didn't do massive things last time.
Ethan Page got dropped from AEW, I was like, oh, he's going to do big things in NXT.
He's done big things in NXT. Yeah.
Yeah, he's done really good things in NXT.
He even had a promo with The Rock and Ava.
Exactly. But anyways, moving on. Let's get into, of course, the actual show. The show started out, of course, with Will Ospreay versus Buddy Matthews in a tremendous freaking match. This was just a great showcase. I think they put this on mostly because obviously they're on Max now. They want to showcase their talent a lot more. So they put on a banger of a freaking match. Will Ospreay picked up the win, as he should. I don't think he should be losing anytime soon. He picked up a lot of losses recently.
And then, like you said, he put over Matthews and stuff.
Yeah, he did. He put over Matthews, cut a promo afterwards, basically stating like, oh, him and Brody King need to move on from Malakai Black. Again, the transition of Malakai Black no longer being in AEW, it's definitely happening. It's happening right in front of our eyes. Looking forward to it. I'm a big fan of Malakai Black. I think he's going to do great in WWE. Said it like 10 times, but keep saying it.
It was funny, he accidentally called him Buddy Murphy.
Yeah. He did accidentally call him Buddy Murphy. I thought it was funny. But anyways, I thought it was a great match. Will Ospreay picked up the win. Of course, we'll see him later on in the night. We'll talk about that in a sec. But moving on from there, we had Bobby Lashley versus Mark Briscoe. This was after a segment where Private Party had a private party celebration. A little VIP celebration where they were basically, celebrating that they are the tag team champions. Before they could really get into it, though, it did get Hurt Syndicate got involved.
Yeah.
Went into the party, acted like they were friends, and then they basically warned Private Party saying like, hey, we want those titles, we're gonna go after them, and I 100% think they're gonna win them.
So obviously that led to Mark Briscoe versus Lashley.
Yeah, but before that, I just want to say like, I think it would be Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin, obviously.
Wait, who else?
That's it, Hurt Syndicate right now.
You think they should bring back, especially after the way Ricochet did this?
He might, maybe he's just trying to prove himself, and he might be in it.
Bobby Lashley, I think, is too good for a tag team championship, especially with the run he's been on. He beat Swerve.
I think it's a good start, though. He just came in.
No, I know, but he came in and he beat Swerve. Once you do that,
I still think it's a good start.
He demolished a lot Mark
of,
Briscoe.
But like, if you think about it, a lot of world champions, they started off as AEW Tag Team Champion. Swerve, Kenny Omega, Hangman Adam Page.
No, I know. I don't know.
I feel like it makes sense for him.
I feel like you can add Ricochet. Well, Ricochet is already in a singles feud, but still, everybody is with Swerve. And then you can put Ricochet in that group. Maybe he becomes with Shelton. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool.
Bobby Lashley, he absolutely demolished Mark Briscoe while MVP was on commentary to help put him over even more.
I love that. I love MVP on commentary. Yes. I think
he actually demolished him. It was an extended squash because it lasted a while, but he demolished him.
Yeah. But anyways, good match. There was even like a chair shot involved. Pretty fun. Whatever. Moving on.
But yeah, Lashley did say about he's the one that mentioned the tag team championship. So
he wants it. Yeah. I think he's gonna win it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a great start for his AEW career.
Or they could become dominant tag team champions.
Exactly.
They could become dominant, which would be fun too.
Yeah. It'd be kind of like when Keith Lee and Swerve won them.
Yeah.
They were dominant, and then they ended up losing it, and then they were supposed to have a rivalry, and it never freaking happened because Keith Lee just kept getting injured. Oh God, what could have been? What could have been with Keith Lee? Yeah, that's another guy that kind of dropped the ball on in WWE and AEW. But anyways, after that, we had the men's casino gauntlet for the AEW World Championship opportunity. Of course,
let's talk about all the entrants, like who was in it.
Yeah, it was Jay White, Heyman, Adam Page,
Wheeler Yuta,
Ricochet,
Adam Cole, Daniel Garcia,
Powerhouse Hobbs, obviously, because he's going to pick up the win.
Roderick Strong, Lance Archer, Kyle O'Reilly, and Jeff Jarrett.
Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
Double J, he's going to get one last run.
Oh, but anyways, person one, Powerhouse Hobbs. I thought that was a weird pick, but especially, I still like it.
Yeah, yeah. With all the interest in this match, though, I love Hangman. Obviously, I've been saying Hangman needs to get the next, like,
yeah. Even though he's already Hangman been on top. Hangman on Collision had a promo where he's going to have a Texas Death match against Christopher Daniels next week.
That's going to be... I'm gonna
he's going to kill that dude.
Yes,
he's going to absolutely demolish him. Which he should. It was a great promo.
I could be, yeah, they can do a squash, not a, but like a fun one, like just,
yeah.
But no, I think with all the guys, like obviously Ricochet with the thing, Ricochet's on this little, they're trying to build him up. Now you got Adam Cole, Jay White, Hangman, one of them should have won.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at Powerhouse Hobbs. Powerhouse Hobbs is a beast, but.
Yeah, I think it's cool though. They're pushing new talent. That's great.
Of course. Always you always have that. To push somebody new. So Powerhouse Hobbs getting a push. They need that. We've been saying that for a while, so I'm actually not mad at it. Now that you say it like that, I'm
Powerhouse Hobbs kind of young, too.
Yeah.
He's like 28, something like that. Powerhouse, I think that's a great choice. I think that's a really good choice for him. We don't see him. We see him later on tonight as well. But, yeah, Powerhouse Hobbs picked up the win there. I thought that was pretty cool. He basically said that next week he's going to basically take out Jon Moxley.
Yeah, he said Moxley was the reason he was in AEW. But yeah. Then now he's going to take him out, which... It's a pretty fun little thing.
Yeah, it's like a mini storyline.
He's not going to win. It's going to help him. Yeah, even when he loses. It's in the main event scene. It's going to help.
It's going to be really good
for him. Which is what we'll be saying for a while. You got to build new stars. Stop giving all the
others. I like Powerhouse Hobbs. I think he's a big dude who can actually wrestle. So I think
because a lot of big dudes, they're just big for no reason. He can actually wrestle.
Yeah, he can actually wrestle. He's really good. But after that, we had one of the weirdest segments of the night that I just thought is a really weird choice from AEW. With Jeff Jarrett refusing to work with MJF. So basically, Jeff Jarrett came out. Well, it was after the match that he lost. They were going to interview him, and MJF came out and basically told him, like, hey, you are a former world champion. Not everybody in the title picture. I think you're the only one that can actually win it. Let me help you win it. And the only thing I want back is once you win it, I get the first title shot. Yeah. And Jeff Jarrett refused and made MJF angry. I thought this is like a weird thing for you.
It was weird, but like, I guess this is last year. They want to help him get some big storylines, and then MJF versus a legend like Jeff Jarrett. Something pretty cool.
I don't know.
I don't think it's going to be a long thing. I think it's just going to be like a little thing, and they have a match.
You think just one match? I hope it's just one match. Or a few
matches, but
no,
even if it's like two matches, the legend's going to get a good couple good feuds. I'm not really mad at it.
I just think it's weird.
It is. It is out of nowhere. I didn't expect MJF versus Jeff Jarrett, but
yeah, it's out of nowhere. MJF it should be facing the top guys. Not saying Jeff Jarrett isn't like a wrestling legend, but it's just weird because they haven't booked him that way. Now just randomly because
this is last year they're gonna start giving him big opportunities. Exactly. Which I don't really mind you. You do that with legends, but
I mean, I guess it's fine as long as it's like not. A long rivalry. It just seems like they're just holding out on MJF, like until they finally find something good for him to do.
Yeah. So for now, I guess like 2-3 matches with Jeff Jarrett. Probably gonna be next. Yeah. I don't know.
I thought it was stupid. Yeah. I don't see what they do with it.
That was just one promo.
I still think it was dumb. After that, we had Adam Copeland coming out, or Cope, if you want to call him that. They were still calling him Copeland on commentary, so you can call him Copeland. But anyways, basically warning the Death Riders that they can't do anything to him that hasn't already been done. Mentioning his broken neck, his broken leg, broken ankle, all that stuff. And he's still there, so there's nothing that Moxie can do to him to help him to actually hurt him. Of course, Death Riders come out. They try to attack him, and Powerhouse Hobbs came out for the save. Again, just putting over Powerhouse Hobbs.
Yeah, and they're making him babyface.
Yeah, so I like that. I mean, obviously, you got to do something.
Going against Moxie, so of course.
Exactly. They got to do something to just keep pushing it, even though it's like the same night.
It just started.
It's fine. After that, we had the Casino Gauntlet number one spot match, I guess, to determine who's going to get the number one spot
for the Casino Women's Gauntlet. Casino Gauntlet. Yeah.
It was Willow versus Chris Statlander versus Toni Storm. Of course, Willow.
Remember that rivalry, Chris Statlander, Willow.
Yeah, Chris Statlander is still trying to right her wrong. She still thinks she wants to be a good guy again. So, of course, that was made for a very dynamic.
Yeah, because all three of these are baby faces.
Yeah, exactly. But, Chris Statlander picked up the win. She ended up pinning Toni Storm. Toni Storm, of course, still going through that whole thing where she doesn't remember that she was...
Timeless
Toni Storm. She was pretty upset after her loss. I still see her being... She's obviously going to be in the Casino Gauntlet match.
Yeah, yeah. That was just for the number one spot.
Yeah, I think she's going to win.
They're all in the casino gauntlet. Yeah,
I think she's going to win it regardless.
The number one spot is the last entry, right?
No, it's the first entry. So I feel like... So that's where we got confused last time. The reason why you want the number one spot is because if you pin the person, then you automatically win, even if the other people don't come out.
That's stupid.
It's the first person to get a pinfall win.
You're the last entrance, so like you're facing a guy that's probably already tired.
No, so you wouldn't want to be the last entrance because there is a chance that somebody already got pinned.
So you won't even make it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that kind of makes no sense.
Yeah.
Because a gauntlet match is usually, even when you pin somebody in the next play, that's what it's supposed to be anyways.
Yeah, no, this one is like, you pin somebody, you win.
That's not a gauntlet. Yeah.
Well, it's a weird thing. I don't know.
Yeah, and they've done this already a few times. It's just, I always get confused. It's a little weird, the rules, but whatever.
Yeah. After that, we had the main event segment, which was, of course, Kenny Omega coming out for his first promo since coming back to AEW. Super excited for it. Basically confirming that, yeah, he's back. He doesn't care what the doctors say. He wants his title back. He wants.
Yeah, they told him all the risks he has, but yeah, he's...
Yeah. It was a good first promo, especially because it's his first time back. I was really happy with it.
And then the great Don Callis interrupt.
Don Callis came out to interrupt. Kenny Omega tried to attack him.
He kind of did already. He actually
beaten
down a little bit.
But the Don Callis family came out, tried Cage. To attack. And then Will Ospreay came out for the save, which was very freaking awesome.
Brian Cage, Lance Archer, and Kyle Fletcher. They were kicking his ass. And then Will Ospreay comes out with a chair and they all run away.
Yeah.
Which you said is surprising, but he literally just left the Don Callis family and he's still little thing with Kyle Fletcher. It's not really.
Yeah, it's not that surprising, but I just meant like it's surprising he's helping Kenny Omega since they have such a like rough history.
But
yeah, they had a little stare down too, Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay. I'm looking forward to that rivalry when it finally happens. Kenny Omega back just puts a big wrench into everything where he can just be thrown into every single like rivalry and it'd be great. I still think he should be the man to dethrone Jon Moxley. I don't think
I'm still waiting on the Young Bucks.
they won the IWGP title. They said that they're going to be on Dynamite, I think, this week.
Okay, finally.
Yeah.
I want
to
see them on
AEW. So, looking forward to that. I'm waiting for Kenny Omega and them to have a little stare down.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he wants the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
But I'm just happy with Kenny Omega. I still think he should be the one to dethrone Jon Moxley. I don't think Adam Copeland should be because he was a WWE guy. He's only been with the freaking AEW for like a year and a half, maybe two.
And a year that was out. Like 8 months was not even.
He was out. Less than a year, basically.
Yes, all together.
Whereas Kenny Omega, one of the guys that started
he's the starter. Yeah,
the beating heart of AEW.
No, like, it's Cody. Not playing. Nah. Even though he's not there. He literally started it, right? Cody's like one of the ones that started it.
It needs to be Kenny Omega. It has to be.
So who's the ones that like started it? It was like Cody, Young Bucks, and Kenny.
And Kenny.
Those were all four?
Yeah.
I think there was no more else. At the end, they were like the four main that actually
they started
VPs
it.
And everything. They started, yeah.
And then they got Moxley in.
Yeah, so the only one.
Then Chris Jericho technically too because he signed immediately.
You're right, But no, those are the main four that actually they were like the main vice presidents. They started it.
Hangman too.
Hangman too?
Yeah, Hangman too. Hangman also.
Yes. Now, Hangman was one of the guys, like, I've been saying for, like, I want him to be Jon Moxley.
Hangman as a heel is, like, the best thing ever.
But, like, he's, like, the in-betweener right now. Because he doesn't...
Nah,
he's
full-blown heel now.
Well, still, he doesn't
in that promo on Collision, he basically said that he hated the man he was last year. And that he's going to do everything in his power to not be that man ever again. So he basically solidified, I'm going to be a fucking heel.
But last year, wasn't he already kind of...
Yeah, but he's talking about like before.
Okay, yeah, because he was with that swerve. He was kind of already...
Yeah. I don't know. I'm super excited.
No, but I love Hangman like this. I don't know. I thought he should have been... Kenny Omega does make sense since he's the one that started AEW.
Yeah. I still think Jay White should win that title.
But I wanted Hangman, yeah.
Yeah. Jay White should win the title, but I feel like he should beat Kenny Omega for it. I think Kenny Omega should beat it off Moxley, hold it for a while, and then he loses it to Jay White. Because that story just writes itself. Jay White, Kenny Omega have a lot of history.
So many guys.
Moxley has a lot of history.
All these guys have New Japan.
With Kenny Omega. Obviously, they had those banger freaking matches when Kenny Omega was champion. I don't know. I'm just looking forward to that.
Was that when Kenny was heel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was fun.
Heel Kenny. Now, reverse roles where you heel. Or
heel Moxley.
Heel Moxley.
Babyface Kenny.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Especially coming off that life-threatening stuff. Everybody's going to root for him, of course.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's not going to be a heel for a long time. But anyways, that was basically it for, of course, AEW this week. Collision had a couple of other matches, nothing really crazy. That's why we're not really talking about it. We talked about the main points of that, what happened on Collision, but that's about it. But anyways, like, comment, subscribe as always. We'll be back next week, of course, for more wrestling news.
Yeah, Collision has been better, though.
Like, it's been getting better.
They took away Rampage, just got to give them time. Just hopefully evens out, and it's actually a really good show.
Yeah. Once it starts becoming good again, we'll definitely...
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to talk about it. You can't ignore it.
We still talk about the key points of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because honestly, like, everything we said was the key points.
Yeah,
but when the whole Hangman thing and the Adam Copeland...
give them a few months, now they're on Max. When they build up, we're going to have to start talking about Collision, like, the full show rundown.
Yeah. But yeah, like, comment, subscribe as always. We'll be back next week, of course, for more wrestling news. Appreciate all the support we're getting.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Follow on Instagram.
Brand new year. Yeah.
2025. TikTok might not be here.
We need a big year, 2025. So, yeah. And TikTok. We get a lot of views on TikTok. Yeah,
TikTok if might TikTok, not be here.
They've been saying that for a while, though. But if it's actually gone, please follow us on Instagram. Subscribe on YouTube.
Yeah.
And we're always putting reels out constantly. Yeah. Every week. Multiple reels. Multiple stuff.
Yeah.
We post on stories all the time.
But yeah, like, comment, subscribe as always.
And back comments, next week. Yep.
Peace.